video games have the reputation of being bad for you. But there are game developers out there who want to dispel that notion. One European group is developing games to assist with physical rehab and even mental health issues. The project is called Playmancer. The World's Clark Boyd recently tried it out and sent this story.
I've stepped into the restroom at Russing Rehabilitation Center in the Dutch town of Enschede. Why? Well, to put on a black, tight-fitting, full-body suit and cap that will allow me to play a video game, of course. It takes a lot of Velcro and zippers to play Playmancer. The game's been developed to help patients undergoing physical rehab at Russing. Many patients here have chronic neck or back pain.
What's known from scientific research is that the more you train, the more you gain.
Miriam Vollenbroek chairs the research and development efforts at Russing. She focuses on how new technologies can assist in therapy. Vollenbroek says that the course of treatment can be long and boring. So, for the past few months, she's been trialing Playmancer with a dozen patients to see if the game can add a bit of fun to the process of healing.
Compliance to exercise is a difficult one for patients with chronic disorders. We need to practice over and over. And by making it more motivating, enjoyment, they would more adhere to their exercise program.
Patient over is good.
Okay.
Now you are in good.
After I get suited up, I get on a treadmill. And the game begins. My suit is covered with shiny plastic knobs. A series of cameras picks up my movements. It's the same kind of motion capture system used to do animation in some Hollywood films. The game plays out on a large screen in front of the treadmill. I'm making my way through an underground tunnel. I have to walk at a certain pace, gathering gold coins and avoiding dangers. Along the way, the game makes me perform a series of motions. It's all designed to stretch what needs to be stretched for rehab. As I react, the system picks up my motions, and the game adjusts, making it harder or easier depending on my comfort level.
So that's, yeah, this is a, one of them where you sort of dive around in this sunken ship and try to locate these...
Jeppe Nielsen is with Sirius Games Interactive in Copenhagen. He's one of Playmancer's lead developers. Nielsen says a lot of thought went into the game I was playing in the Netherlands.
I mean, your character is kind of like this Indiana Jones kind of type, you know, explorative and stuff like that, because that the idea was that that puts the player in a positive, a proactive role, sort of, I want to do this, I want to, you know, explore stuff and find stuff.
Nielsen says it wasn't easy balancing the needs of health professionals with good game development. So I ask him why they didn't just create something for an existing gesture-based gaming system like the Microsoft Kinect or the Nintendo Wii.
The Kinect is still, I mean, it's good, but it's probably good for fun. It's not very precise, and I think also one of the reasons that we had to, for this project, had to use actual new suits and stuff like that was that we need to measure pretty very precisely, actually, where are the joints and where which muscles are you using and stuff like that. And that just wouldn't work with Kinect or with the Wii.
Playmancer is not just for rehab. Sirius Games Interactive has also come up with a version to help treat bulimia and gambling addiction. It's being tested at a facility near Barcelona, Spain. Unlike the physical rehab game, the mental health version is designed to help patients slow down, breathe, and think before they act. The idea is to break the bad habits that lead to eating or gambling disorders.
Can I take off the jacket?
Back at the Russing Rehabilitation Facility, it takes a while to get out of the game suit. Miriam Vollenbroek says that the patients who've tried out Playmancer really enjoy it, even those who might not typically play video games.
We had some patients of over 60, and they also like the game. So it's not that it's only for the very young adults. No, it's definitely something which can be used for elderly. That's, I think, an important thing.
The Playmancer trials are just finishing up. Researchers and game developers alike will be taking a close look at the data in the next few months. They hope to feed the results back into the game and create version 2.0. For the world, this is Clark Boyd, Enschede, the Netherlands.
You can see a slideshow of how the Playmancer video game works, including video of Clark Boyd in his motion capture suit, which is definitely worth checking out. That's at theworld.org.